moments of melody time, 5 minutes to help you begin your day with a song. A young man came to London bearing a letter of introduction to Baron Rothschild, with the request that he be given employment. The great banker received him warmly, but expressed his regret that he had no position for the man. As the young man was going, the baron put on his hat and walked along with him, pointing out various objects of interest. Passing a bank, the rich man went in to transact some business. Afterward, the young man applied at that very bank for work and was asked, "Are you not the young man who was walking with the baron this morning?" "Well, you were in good company. And since we need a young man, we will consider this a sufficient recommendation. To walk with God is, after all, the very best of recommendations."
In shady green pastures so rich and so sweet, God leads His dear children along. Where the waters cool flow, pace the weary ones feet, God leads His dear children along. Come through the waters, come through the flood, come through the fire, but all through the blood. Come through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night.
Now we're going to open the Bible to the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 9. We're reading the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox. Then they left those parts and passed straight through Galilee. Jesus would not let anyone know of his passage. He spent the time teaching his disciples. "The Son of Man," he said, "is to be given up into the hands of men. They will put him to death, and he will rise again on the third day." But they could not understand his meaning, and were afraid to ask him. And so they came to Capernaum, and there, when they were in the house, he asked them, "What was the dispute you were holding on the way?" And they said nothing, for they had been disputing among themselves which should be the greatest of them. And then he sat down and called the 12 to him and said, "If anyone has a mind to be the greatest, he must be the last of all and the servant of all." And he took a little child and gave it a place in the midst of them, and took it in his arms and said to them, "Whoever welcomes such a child as this in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but him that sent me." Lord Jesus told them of his death and resurrection. You'll notice, both in today's passage and the other day, that as he spoke of his death, he also spoke of the fact that he would rise again. But the disciples were arguing among themselves who should be the greatest. We miss the best in life when we get taken up with ourselves. In fact, a person wrapped up in himself makes a very small package.